Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Clicking Balls. This is our 2019 season preview for the Western Bulldogs. So first off, we'll start with the 2018 stuff and see how they went before we get into their 2019 draw and list. But 2018, 13th and 8 wins. It's 2 years since their premiership. They went backwards a little bit again this year, but how did you see the year? Pass or fail?
Well, I think it was one that they should have done better. If it was on a uni sort of pass fail sort of scale, they've got a conceded pass. They fail by just enough below what you expect to be like, oh yeah, okay.
We'll let you go through because you know your mum was sick.
Yeah,
it's teacher not, needs the grades.
It's not fuck off, you're out of here. Fail. It's
you can do better, champ.
You could have done better. Just you know, stop going out to Vietnam and playing footy and getting your head shaved there, mate.
I thought it was a fail. I feel like they wanted to show that they could bounce back from the season, you know, following the premiership where they were very, very lackluster. And I feel like they had a lot of issues with their team that weren't expected, but there were other issues which they knew of that didn't get fixed either. So with obviously some injuries to higher profile players, definitely didn't help. But you struggle to see what direction they're actually all striving to go towards and if it can be successful, because I don't see what their plan really, really is. It seems like they're trying to figure it out on the fly as well, or they've just got a team that is not fit for whatever strategy they're trying to implement.
Well, I suppose their big premiership season strategy was rebound off half back, and a lot of that came through the run of Johannesson.
Yeah, and Wood.
Yeah, and Wood, they had such a great half back line that they could almost afford to allow those rushes towards the 50-meter arc because they knew they'd get it back.
Yeah,
that hasn't happened since.
Well, really, their playing style was pressure, keep the ball moving. Just keep it moving, doesn't matter what. And Richmond took that game style and made it even better.
Yeah
that's true.
But it is a game style that is not sustainable, and I think they found that.
Yeah.
And it also requires 18 men on the field doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And they've had some trouble off-field that hasn't allowed that to happen properly either.
I think it also requires a tempo control because you can't keep that sprint up for the whole four quarters. So you end up going sprint 5 minutes, you know, hold, sprint again, hold. Richmond did that in waves. So they'd have everyone sprinting at once, everyone holding and whatever.
But it was just move the ball forward. We don't care how it gets there. It's going forward.
Yeah, I feel like the Bulldogs haven't gelled in that way. They haven't all been on the same page of when they're going to be active, when they're going to be running or defensive.
So what's their highs from 2018?
Well, it was. I found it really hard to find a lot of decent highs where you're like, this is what's going on, this is what they're going to hang their hat on. But they did have one big win against Geelong at Marvel Stadium. I feel like that was going to be a pretty common one. And that was after a really lackluster effort in round 14, which we'll go into in a little bit. But they held on to a really hard-fought contest. I think the biggest margin was like maybe 3 or 4 goals.
Yeah.
That's it, but it was back and forth.
And Harry Taylor missed the goal after the siren, but still, they were in front. They earned it.
Yep, they had to be there. And it seems like it was just attack and then rebound and counterattack. Really entertaining to watch. Yep. But it's not often that Bulldogs have shown they can pull through in these games, especially when you're going through the season, looking at other examples of where they really fell short in these similar situations. Yep. This is one where they got through against a higher quality player opposition than they actually lost similar games to. So I feel like that was one that they were like, this is what we need to start, we need to play, but they just didn't have the ability to put that sort of effort together game after game.
And that was round 15. I mean, this was the, should have been the turning point of the season, but if this happened at round 5, It almost give him momentum for you know, a few more wins.
And I'm pretty sure this is almost might have snapped a 5-game losing streak for the Bulldogs. So I feel like that's what I read.
I think they lost 5 out of 6 before it, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, another high I had for them was they had some great looking games.
Yeah,
even some of the games they lost. You know, they were playing attractive footy and they moved the ball quickly. Guys like Lockie Hunter, who was their best and fairest this year, got a ton of the footy and used it fairly well. And Jack McRae was smoky for the Brownlow early on before he got injured.
Yep.
They're great signs. You've got new players stepping up and being the focus.
Well, especially Hunter. He was one of the surprise needs to be able to kick on at the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they sort of set the tone early, though. Like, the first, it was till round 6 they got their first win against Carlton.
Yeah.
And before that, they got done, you know, massively by, who was it, GWS, West Coast.
Yeah, the first two Essendon, rounds they got pumped. Yeah.
It's hardly a highlight, though.
Yeah. No, but like, in the terms of the season, it was. The highlight was they managed to beat Carlton.
Western Bulldogs.
Highlight being they managed to beat Carlton, because had they lost that, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, it would have been.
Yeah, it's tough to get that one over the fans that weren't there.
So, all right, what are their lows then?
Well, those first 5 rounds.
Those first 5 rounds? Yeah, I thought we'd tag into that. I've actually got mid-year. Rounds 11 to 18. So that's, what, 7 games?
Yeah.
They had 100 points scored against them 6 times in 7 games.
Yep.
That's leaky.
Yeah, and that's where my high and my low for them came out of, is that block. Where previous to beating Geelong, they lost to the Kangaroos at Marvel Stadium. And they were ahead most of the game. They should have been able to control that game. And obviously let there's a Brown and Zeeble get loose.
Well, Mitch Wallace is one that ruined it. He kicked the forward when out of bounds on the full.
30-odd seconds to go, kicking into the forward 50 entry.
Into the pocket, yeah.
Yeah, and that was 5 losses in a row. So that's just, to lose one like that, is even, it's more demoralising than the 5 in a row.
Well, the thing with that is, too, the last, I think it's 4 matches against North have been decided by 13 points total.
Yeah. Yep.
So they're always a tight-ass contest. So to lose your nerve a bit there, that's tough.
Yeah, and having seen most of those North Western Bulldogs games, both teams are trying to lose those games.
At times, it feels like it.
Only 3 games of 100 points scored as well, which isn't a highlight, but it is in a way that you see where they need to improve, and it's putting more on the board.
Well, it's key position. You know, they haven't got a key forward and they've got a key backman.
Yeah.
And included in their lows, I've got Tom Boyd, who's had injury problems and mental health problems.
Yep.
And by, if you listen to the rumours again, some of the mental health problems haven't been helped by now former teammates.
Right. Yeah.
So it does look like Beveridge has done a little bit of a rat pack clean out over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that are left have been told in no uncertain terms, you know, if you want to stay here, this is how it's got to be.
Yep. Your dad cannot keep you here any longer.
Not anymore. The other big negative I got is obviously Pickin played 0 games because of concussion. And if you concuss, you know, in the 2017 season and then you don't play in 2018, and we've said this for many other players, somebody's got to tap you on the shoulder and say, mate, find something else to do.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're keeping him on the books for the insurance, but if they are, you know, that's the kind of thing that footy clubs do. But if you've got to sit out an entire year because of concussion, you're not playing.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah, if you've got a whole other life to live.
Yep, I don't want to see him play.
No,
I don't care about how much of a feel good story it is that he comes back. No, he's done. I think that's a bit better for the. It was just lows.
It's just the whole season.
Although they score enough, they're round 15 against Geelong. They scored over 100 points and won by two points. That's their best win of the season. I mean, there wasn't a lot to pick from.
Yeah, again, that was their highs.
Yep.
All right, so let's have a look at their list. So the outs, we've got quite a few outs. Biggs and Clay Smith are both pulled up stumps.
Yep.
Injury riddled. You can throw Jack Redpath into that as well. So premiership players that are retired young because of knees, because of heads, because of you know, just wear and tear, really, playing that crash and bash style. Although Redpath, I think he had 3 or 4 knee recos.
Right,
Poor bastard. Yep. So he didn't have a flag. But
well, we've talked earlier about how your ins should be better than your outs every season because as players age, they should be cleaned out, I guess, and your new young talent and transfers should be adding to it. I don't think Western Bulldogs have done that this time.
No, their outs are quite lengthy and they're all names.
Yeah. They're all people you know, like Roughhead and Adams for a start. I think Adams, he probably should be better than what he is.
Marcus Adams, he just needs to play more. He's an absolute unit.
Fucking hell.
He can hold down any back line.
Yeah.
I mean, they call him the specimen, apparently. Yeah. And I can fucking see why. The bloke has muscle cuts that any bodybuilder would be proud of. And he has that sort of X-factor hunger, too. Like, yep. Some of the bigger lads, like, you know, Magic Doors or whatever, get pushed off the ball a bit easy. He doesn't. No. He's one that loves the physical contest.
I'm really surprised that he was on the table and not more clubs made a play.
Yeah, yep.
I don't know, maybe there's a B sample they're concerned about.
Well, okay, yeah, I can see that. If it's a UFC fighter and it popped, you go, yeah, I can see it, but no, I think he's a great player. Dalhouse has gone to Geelong.
Yeah.
And that was sort of mooted mid-year, I reckon.
Yeah.
He was already penciled. And apparently, coach wasn't too disappointed that he left at all.
Yeah. Yep.
Campbell going to North. Roughhead and Campbell, losing both of them seems odd.
They're both half ruckmen.
Yeah.
Neither of them are ruckmen. And they found something in, I think his name's English.
Yeah.
He looked
good. Yeah.
He played a few good games. And they got another tall, skinny lad that's coming on. But it's definitely their cuts for the now. You know, it's, you know what? We're not going to win the premiership next year. You blokes aren't going to be there for the next one. Yeah. Look, if we can get a good price for you on the open market, we'll take it. So that's what they've done with... Yeah. I wouldn't say Robbie Campbell, but Tom Campbell.
And Honeychurch as well.
Honeychurch as well, yeah. They've cut off Honeychurch.
I think the problems you can have when you do a clean out like that, though, is you lose the culture that got you to the flag. And I think their culture was iffy to get there anyway.
I think this was the goal, to lose that culture. Yeah, give them a flag, but holy shit, the after party almost wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I think, these... It's not the culture. It is to stop the after party. But it was 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
In that case, then you've said they've probably got one more to clean out.
Maybe. Mace, he was still there. I think it's just the last name alone that keeps you there.
Well, all year they were talking about Mitch Wallace. They hadn't signed him on. And they're playing him in the VFL.
Yeah.
And I know, as a Hawthorn supporter, I'm sitting there going, keep him in the VFL. Yeah. Like, keep his price down. I'd take him.
Yep.
But they signed him in the end, which is good for the Bulldogs. But, old Libber, he did... put in some good games during the year, but he spent a lot of time on the sidelines as well.
Yep.
Well, he put in some games that were decent. I wouldn't say he was a player that you'd tag. Maybe that's because Bontepelli's a step above.
Yeah.
But he wasn't one of those players that worried you.
Yep. And I've got to say, I saw a lot of the Bulldogs games this year. Bontepelli is lazy.
Yeah.
He is a lazy footballer. He's obviously supremely talented.
Well, that's the frustrating fucking part. He is lazy and he gets so much done.
He reminds me exactly of Jared Rufford in his first 5 or 6 years until he blew out his Achilles and then he came back and realised, you know what, I can be even better if I work hard.
Yeah, yeah. When you're forced to work hard.
Bontempelli is an absolute freak of nature. If he adds hard work to his repertoire...
Yep.
My God, he is going to be absolutely slaughtering the competition.
Yeah, and it'd be good if they had someone alongside him who could really push him as well. Yep. You know, if he had someone just as good as him who had playing the same role, who could really push him. Because he is just sort of wanting on his own, and he's that talented that there's not really a mentor for him at that club.
Who's that little redheaded fucker? Gowers, maybe? Can't remember.
Yeah, could be.
Redheaded fucker.
He's so red that I thought the Etihad Stadium screen was wrong because it just looked too red.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I can't remember his name. But,
first or second year player. Yeah.
He played all right. He was looking good. Maybe it's just because you notice them because they're so fucking bright red.
It helps.
But they don't have a lot of young lads that seem like they could be something.
Yeah, they're still missing the pillars.
They
yeah.
are. They are the KPPs and whatnot. But
yeah.
And I do wonder what influence ruck will have in this new 666 format. It should be a lot.
Well, with the new ruck rules, especially as well, it means that ruck becomes more important. But they've been playing without a top line ruckman for, it feels like forever.
Yeah.
You know, since Will Minson.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does, they charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And was menacing.
But with the
that was
new,
a while ago.
With the new rules, will that expose them more?
Yeah, I think so.
And then you look at, you know, the ruckman they're going to be playing against to try and improve their position. I think it's going to be a struggle for them.
It's going to be, you know, a lot of times they're going to be like still running four midfielders instead of a ruckman in three.
Yeah.
And with the new rules, that's going to be even harder.
Well, without the flanks in to help out with the to create space or put a block on, I think it could get nasty.
Especially, you know, they've got to change their game plan this year because you're right, they can't play
high halfback.
Move your wings to the halfback line,
yeah.
Which is what they like to do. You know, they can't start there anymore. They're going to have to be running off the side of the square.
Yeah, I think you can have them at the halfback line, but you can't bring them in.
Yeah.
Like behind the square. You can have them, they have to be out on that wing portion.
Yeah. But it's different anyway, and they've got to change it. So their ins. I've got Sam Lloyd from Richmond has come in.
Yep. He had to go somewhere.
He's too good for the VFL, not good enough for Richmond AFL.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he probably slots into their best 22.
He's a walk-up start in their best 22.
Definitely does.
Let's be honest.
I think it would probably be a gun for him, to be honest. I think he provide that link-up. He's obviously got a midfield body now, and he's someone who can really push bunt. That's what they need.
Yeah. And they might put him back to his old ways of, we need somebody goal-hungry. That's going to be huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, too, he'll be even hungrier having decided to leave a team that, you know, is still in a premiership window, even though Conker's left and a few other blokes have decided to bail.
Decided is a strong word.
So he's got a lot to prove to himself.
He does.
He wants Richmond to say, geez, we missed out, we should have kept him.
And look, what did he play, two games last year, three games for Richmond?
Yeah.
But he showed attitude.
Yeah.
And, you know, he put in everything. He was changing his game. He said, you know, he tried to prove that he's not just a goal kicker.
Yeah, I think he did too. I think he played a really good season. It's just that, we'd already had people established in those roles and we just didn't need him, unfortunately.
Yeah, and a great injury list,
yeah.
You know, which meant he didn't get a chance.
Yeah, yeah. So I think he'll be a gun for them.
Got some good pads there. They're doing well.
Yep.
Taylor Duray, they got over from the Hawks. Again, almost the same as Lloyd. Just not good enough for the team he's left. And he's not going to be best 15 over here, but when he's on. But when he's not, you can wonder, geez, mate, are you big enough for AFL?
Are you familiar with this game? he is one of those players that in bursts, he has that X factor, and he's everything you want him to be. But then you're just like, did he play today?
Yeah.
And you have to remember, he got 8 touches.
In
okay.
a different way, he's a bit like Stevie J in that, he
bit
can
of a him- cunt.
He can pinpoint a pass. Hey, he's an absolute sweetheart, this side.
So he's nothing like Stevie J.
But he can pinpoint a pass over 60 metres, but he'll get 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
And that 10th one, he'll get and go, all right, I'll keep doing it then.
Yeah.
Like, mate, can we try something else?
Oh, so he's like me shooting 3-pointers.
You hit one and that's all you remember?
Yeah. I hit one in 1993, I think. I've been shooting since.
Good stuff. All right, so let's look at their draw for the year. So their double ups are Collingwood, which is good for the coffers. Geelong, Brisbane, Frio, and Carlton. So Carlton's obviously lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll enjoy that.
Yeah, you'll take that.
Those others are going to struggle for them, I think.
Well, I think Brisbane on ladder position, you'd think they should win that. But on list improvement, I think Brisbane will give them 2.
I think Brisbane are a lot better in 2019 than they were in 2018. And they were exciting in 2018, but the promise is there. But they look better now.
I think of the matchups, and aside from Bontempelli, they've got the better person in every position.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And with Brisbane, Adelaide, and GWS, was it? For
Frio. Brisbane, Geelong, Collingwood, Frio, and Carlton.
Well, you've got like a couple of in-state games there as well. So that, I don't know, you'd hope that that would build some camaraderie of the team. They look more like a unit. And they, you know, stay out of the nightclubs, basically, when you're away.
Well, I'm putting Collingwood and Geelong flat out. They won't beat them. No.
Yeah.
So it then comes down to Carlton.
Hey, but if they do, what a morale builder. I mean, they beat Geelong this year.
Well, yeah, you'd say that out of 2018 that they shouldn't have beaten Geelong, and they did by 2 points. So, yeah. And with a 100-point score. So, you know, it certainly can happen.
Yeah. AFL's, you can't cause an upset if you're not playing them.
Yeah.
But I'm not putting money on it. And even if Collingwood decide to, I don't know, go out partying at Dane Swan's pub all the time,
yeah,
I'm still on them to beat Western Bulldogs. So it's really just Freo. I think that's the interesting double up, because if they can get two up on Freo, then they're going to have a pretty good season.
Especially,
I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I can't see them winning over at Optus Stadium.
No, I think even Freo coming over here, Bont and Fife in the same midfield's great.
Great,
but
Fife outworks him.
And also you've got Sandilands tapping it down. They've got no one that will get near Sandilands.
No.
If there's a boundary throw in, a ball up, or anything that he can get to physically, he's winning that tap. And with the extra room that the 66 is going to give Fife, it's going to be a long fucking day for him.
Having said that, when I look at their outs, go back through it, Collins was another one we didn't mention, but Collins, Redpath, Adams, Roughhead, Campbell, that's probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of their 6 slowest players, I reckon.
Yeah.
So it does look like they've gone heavy, slow doesn't work for us. If we're going to have a speedy team, we're going to put speed everywhere.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they're going for. But it doesn't help with Sandy.
Yeah, it could also be how their young lads turn out, because they got Scott West's son.
Riley West.
Riley West over.
Yeah. Who's apparently an absolute gun.
Well, every son of a legend is an absolute gun.
Yeah.
Maybe that's legit. I hope so. But you're still not going to... If you're relying on debutante players to give you speed, you're struggling.
Yeah.
I really want to be positive for the Bulldogs, because I do love the underdog story. Yeah. But, geez, it's going to be a long fucking season for you lads.
Not looking at what they've turned out this year and those outs. So who's going to have a big year for them?
Bontempelli is the big one. He's had some good couple of years, but like I said before, he tends to be a bit lackadaisical. And maybe that's just his body language. But
it's like watching Mark Waugh play cricket.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It's like, mate, you don't look like you're trying, but that's freakish.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal talent. But he doesn't have that that leadership factor, that hunger, that follow me.
Yeah.
And some players don't need it either, and that's okay. But the team does.
This team needs it.
Yeah.
Sure.
You look at that. Who sets the hunger factor? Who sets that? You would have said Liberatore a couple of years earlier, his hunger factor seems to be for, I don't know, just a Salvador Dali style,
basically,
event. Yep. Yeah.
I think that's why they'll get Lloyd across there, who's definitely going to be hungry based on, you know, working very, very hard off the field and not getting a chance to prove what he's achieved off field, on field. So you want him to come in there and be firing, and I think that should knock on to Josh Shackey having a good year finally. Second year at the Bulldogs, he averaged 12.5 disposals last year, which is not quite what you want out of him. You want a few more disposals and a few more goals. Also, another one that I've pegged is Bailey Williams, who came out of the Stanford and had stellar. I think there's one game he had 56 possessions or something stupid like that. Can play midfield forward as well. He's one that's got a lot of promise, and you'd like to see him bring some of that form from his previous years into AFL and start being one of those, you know, sort of typical Bulldogs hard men that can get under the pack, provide some running sources for the likes of Bontempelli and Lloyd, who's going to slot into the midfield, I believe.
Yeah. I've also got on their positives this year, he's going to have a big year as... Fletcher Roberts. I think he's just slowly coming into his career. And around the same age as Shackey and those guys. So they're going to gel together and become the core of the team.
Yeah. I love Fletcher Roberts is just such a Western Suburbs name as well.
Yeah.
Like it's your best mate's dad, Fletch.
Well, I mean, David Smorgon's not really. But he is, you know, he's tied into the club fabric.
I suppose McRae was probably an emergent player too. He got a lot of possessions.
Well, like I said, right at the top, he was one of the Brownlow Smokies until he got injured. But you put in McRae and Hunter, you'd expect no less from them this year.
Yep.
Surely.
Provided they can stay in the park. I mean, it's frustrating to see a team that you know, ran to a premiership as much on hard as anything, and then to have players falling over left, right and centre and also do weird shit. Yeah.
They've enjoyed the party.
And that's fair enough too. It's once in a, well, seven generation premiership. So you party like it's 1999 or 1965 or whatever the fuck it was.
1954.
There you go. Yeah. Fucking even longer. But eventually you get the young lads coming through like, oh yeah, I wouldn't mind some of that too.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know, the emotion that you got from that big premiership drought, you don't want to really repeat that premiership drought.
Yeah,
no.
But
no.
Like you always say, the good thing about a premiership hangover is you need the premiership first.
Yeah, and for that reason, Bevo's safe for the considerable future.
Yeah, another couple.
I'd probably give him three, depending on how the recruitment goes in the meantime.
Well, you have a look. We'll start talking about who's on their outer, and it's not the coach. Because you have a look at what they've done with their list. It's clear that they're not challenging for a premiership right this second.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't do that to a list and then sack a coach because they don't make finals.
Yeah.
It's clear that they're saying, right, we need a bit of a reset. It's not a rebuild, it's just a reset.
Yeah.
We've still got some fucking talented guys here.
And Very much.
And they're all, you know, 25 and under. Let's just consolidate a little bit, get some more. You know, they're cutting the fat. And that means that a lot of, you know, 19s and 20-year-olds are going to get time. On the field and see if they can cut it or not. And you're looking for one or two more stars out of that, and then you've got your next premiership tilt. So when we talk about players on the outer, I haven't really got any.
No.
I'd say their ruck coach must be, just because he's got nothing to fucking do.
I was just going to say, is their ruck coach Benny Graham?
Yeah, so he might get a gig.
No, he's not the ruck coach, but he's a coach.
He might just be teaching him how to punt or something, I don't know.
Maybe. But yeah, the player-wise, I mean, Liberatore's always one dickhead act away from getting cut, besides that, he's fine.
I think they need to cut him. Well, I think it's time to cut bait on that one. You've gotten all you're going to get out of him.
You're not going to get much for him on the trade table.
Yeah.
No, but you'll get something. Like, he's one of those players that if you can turn him around, he can be something. But that might...
Jesus Christ. If you can turn him around. Yeah.
That might mean you send him off to Freo or something. You're not sending him to Gold Coast. He'll want to go to Gold Coast. Say, Liver, just for your own good, we're not sending you.
Yeah, I'm not Gold Coast. I'm Southeast Asia.
All right. So not really any on the outer then, but they finished 13th with 8 wins, which was down from the previous year. Where do we see him finishing this year?
See, I did a full season sim, and I decided who'd win each round. I've got them finishing 17th.
So that means you've got them above either, below Gold Coast or Carlton. Which one?
I've got them below Carlton.
Below Carlton.
Ooh, well, that was before I knew Fazzolo and Bugrow.
To be fair, we did do these in December, so things have changed since then. You might bump them up to 16th.
Yeah, probably not, though. I'm thinking they're not... They'll put in the effort, particularly against teams like Carlton and...
You want to hope so.
Those sort of things. But I just think Carlton has...
Well, they got the double up with Carlton, so they'll get to find out.
Well, then that defines them too. If they get 2 wins against Carlton, they'll probably finish 14th. If they lose them both...
Yeah, then why bother? Yeah, if you're losing both games to Carlton, it's not worth it.
I couldn't imagine rocking up going, I can't be fuck winning today.
But, that could happen if they're on the return leg against Carlton and they're trying to get to the bottom to get number one draft pick against Gold Coast.
Oh, true. Or just early off-season. Wrap it up, play the youngsters, off you go.
That could be funny. It's like, Gold Coast, we're taking your spot. We're going over to China.
It's time for our mad October.
Where you got them finishing, Brenton?
I have them finishing 11th. Obviously, these... guests, ladder predictors in December, and doing this research, I totally talked myself out of them finishing 11th, but hey, I'm committed now, so I hope it all comes together. Sam Lloyd will bring them way up the ladder just based on grit alone.
I've got them 14th, which is down from their 2018, but I do think it'll be a positive year and they'll play an exciting brand of footy. They'll be good to watch, and that's really a battle for them.
They need
fans
in the stadium too. So.
They need to bring them back. And so you can't just do, hey, remember that flag we won a couple of years ago? It's, you know, here's what we are now.
To be fair, if you're a fan that stayed on board for those lean 50. Decades, you're not jumping off yet, are you?
No, surely not.
But I think a big part of it will be depending on how the rule structure will change things. I don't see it suiting their game plan, which is why I'm so pessimistic for them.
Yeah.
But maybe I haven't gamed out the changes that'll happen, and it turns out that having no ruckman will be great.
Maybe they can still get away with it. Maybe, you know, some of the players like the Wallace and Dalhouse, he's gone, Caleb Daniel, Johannes and Lin Jong, they're maturing more. Maybe they can get the yips out of their games,
They've got a lot of young talent coming through. Who's your player that looks after them? Because Liberatore ain't going to be on the best 22 a lot of the time. Looking after them is kind of...
They got rid of them all.
You need that big body who... the young lad's going for the ball and someone's just giving him a bit of a tummy tap. You need the big body to come in and say, oi.
Maybe you need Trengo to hit the weights. Hit the weights room. Back some pounds on.
Don't think that's going to happen.
No.
No. I don't see any of them. And Adams is gone as well, so he can't even flex and intimidate him.
He probably still can from Brisbane.
Fair enough, isn't that? That's my mate, you motherfucker. But I think they're missing a lot of key position players, like we mentioned, a lot of role players. And I don't see them solving that during the season. I think they're a good recruiting season or two away from being a finals chance.
Yeah, I think they just need another season or two. This list might be good enough with one or two players in, and a bit of luck. They need a bit of luck.
They get a couple of bad injuries and they're fucked.
Yeah.
But
if they, you get a
fully, if they don't, you never know.
You get a fully fit and firing Tom Boyd and Shacky, that's a dangerous forward line, you know, and then you can build from that. But we haven't seen that happen yet, so you got to wait. All right, that'll do us for the Bulldogs.
Good luck.
Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.